This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. We are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street right in downtown Manchester. Come on down, have some lunch at Midtown Cafe. And you know what? Today they have a really, really fabulous chicken enchilada soup. Oh, yeah. And what Alex made me upstairs is chicken guacamole.
What is in there besides chicken and guacamole? Is it rice?
Red onion. No, it's chicken.
Chicken with guacamole
and some red onion.
In a cup.
And some seasonings and, well, I didn't want bread.
Okay, yum. I didn't think about that. Just
right?
Put it. I'm going to do that.
I know.
I'm going to say, give me what Carol had.
Exactly. It's Alex.
Alex, okay.
And let's welcome back Sarah Harkness.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, for sure. Our student in training. Our intern, Tracy.
There you go. We're special. We have an intern.
And listeners out there, this was very, very close today. We got locked out of the studio just now. I called J-Dog, I think, two or three times, and that was kind of weird.
Yeah.
I don't know what the heck happened
to
my keys.
It was a little hairy for a few minutes. So. But we're here. We made it.
And we're all set. So, I'm sweating. I'm like so hot. That was very stressful.
You're just sweating because it's hot outside. Isn't it gorgeous?
It is. You know what? This month has really been absolutely beautiful.
Amazing.
And you know what? Sarah's family owns Freaky's.
Yep.
And it's an ice cream, where you go get ice cream. I want to say ice cream store, but you don't call it that.
Ice cream shop.
Yep. Yeah. There we go. Ice cream stand. Yeah. And I just said, you guys must be like crazy busy. It must be like a zoo.
Business has been very busy. Very.
Which is good. Mm-hmm. Very, very good. You must get like lots of dropped ice creams.
Yeah.
Like in this weather.
We have a sign on the side of the building.
That sign is like
people
awesome.
People don't listen to it.
What is it, Reed?
So it says cute. Ice cream's not meant to be waved around or shaken. It's very cold, but it'll melt in the hot temperatures. And people wave it around like a wand or I don't know what they're thinking.
I think it's funny that there needs to be a sign for that.
Right? Yeah.
And that yet it still doesn't work. That's fine. But it's the little kids.
You know, oh, and the adults. And the adults.
What about when you're licking the ice cream and you lick it right off the top and it plops on the ground?
I know.
That's not being naughty with
so hard.
I was gonna say, that's not being naughty with your ice cream.
Today's food holiday is National Milk Chocolate Day, which I thought was kind of cool.
It's a staple,
right?
Really.
And it's also a hot dog day.
Okay, how many times has it been hot dog day? I feel like we have talked about hot dogs 10 times this year.
No, we kind of have. Chef Patrick was here, the last couple times, I think.
But it's generally based on, like, the food holiday. Like, I feel like we've had too many. There's been a lot of hot dog days, not just one. Maybe it's a semi-annual hot dog day.
What do you call a hot dog with nothing in it?
In it?
With nothing in it.
A cold dog? I don't know.
Not a hot dog?
No. What do you call a hot dog with nothing in it? A Halloweenie.
I should have gotten that one.
Isn't that cute? I thought that was so cute. I liked it. That's my kind of
holiday.
I'm trying to find. No. Oh darn. You know, I put it aside. Oh geez, it's right here. It's right on the top where I left it. See, I'm all discombobulated.
It's okay. We'll get in the flow.
Oh, you know what? We're going to talk about what the ingredients are in a hot dog. And you're going to be very surprised.
No.
You're going to be surprised. We'll talk about that. But first, we are going to talk to our buddy. Thank you, Paul, so much. We're going to talk with Donna from Delaware. Hi, Donna.
Hi,
we
girl.
Missed you.
What's going on? It's summertime.
I know. It's gorgeous.
We did miss you.
We did.
It was... You missed me like an old hot dog in 95 degree heat.
You know who really missed you last week was Steve Freeman.
He did.
You
know, Steve, when I come up there, he better treat me right. And don't treat me like no one-eyed stepchild with no hair and no teeth.
Oh, jeez. No, no, Steve won't do that. He's dying to meet you. So, you know, you keep talking about this visit. When is this visit happening?
When do y'all want me? How y'all want me? Y'all want me there?
Well, we're actually going to the beach for the whole month of August.
You are?
We are.
You and Daryl?
Me and Daryl.
So was that an invitation for her to join you?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Kidding.
Yeah, I have to come yippee-ki-yay and saddle my pony up. Our donkey. No. Oh, I got a jackass in here. Well, no, I'm just playing.
Has the weather been good over there?
Girl, yeah, it's been good, and I've been eating all kinds of things. I've been eating alligators.
Really? How did you like it?
We went to the fair. Me and Teddy went to the fair last week. Gators, it was a food truck, and it had gators and taters. But they must have used an old behind gator. That gator must have been during Jurassic Park or during the Flintstone age, because it was tough. Have you ever eaten gator?
No.
I have tried it, and nope, didn't like it.
No, I love gator sausages. I love them. I get them every time I go to the farmer's market from the New Orleans place. I love getting gator from there. But this gator, it was Jurassic Park. It was hard.
Ooh. Well, what does gator taste like?
It was on a shish kebab. Well, they marinated it in some Italian dressing, so that's all I tasted was the Italian dressing. So I couldn't tell you if it tastes like chicken, beef, or fish or whatever. It just was tough. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
If it was tender, I could have got down with the get down, but it was a little bit too tough for my taste.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very pleasant to me.
It wasn't.
I hope you don't have do you have an alligator recipe?
I know, I was going to say, usually that's her segue into her recipe.
No, I ain't got no alligator recipe, but I do got a story to tell y'all. Y'all better hold on, girls, because it's a doozy. Because, you know, Donna's been missing in action, but I got a doozy for y'all. Y'all ready?
Ready.
We're scared.
Here we go. You scared? Don't be scared. Here we go. Now, I've been doing a lot of fun and entertaining things outside, events that have happened outside. Now that summer is in full effect, I took my fine behind to Baltimore to the Art Escape. Yes, Donna gets her Van Gogh on, Picasso, and her Rico Suave on while listening to Wyclef from the Fugees, Killing Me Softly. A free event brings out all kinds of interesting people, along with the porta potties. Now, Donna will do a lot of things except squat on a pot when it's hot. I think not. But thank God that this event was near the University of Maryland's campus. And once I got down, because you know I can get down with a college town. So once I got comfy, I sent Ted on a food run. As I sat in my seat with bare feet, with the sun on my face and sweaty people all over the place, I was excited for Ted to bring me back something that the best that Baltimore had to offer. He came back all happy, y'all, with meat on a bun, with some sauce and some fries. Now, you know me. I thanked him first and took the paper tray and opened up the bun. Well, guess what? Lizzie Borden must have been back there hacking up a live cow, because that beef was too rare for me. It had a paw. It might have been okay for a mosquito, but not me. Like, not I, said the fox. I wasn't happy, but I was hungry. Yes, hungry, but not happy. But that wasn't what really cooked my goose. It was the barbecue sauce. It had this big red glob of tomato paste swimming in the midst of minced garlic. Now, you know I was hotter than fish grease, Tracy. Stick a fork in me. I was done like a burnt piece of bacon. So I came home and made my own beef sandwich and sauce. And the recipe of the week, you got to pay the cost to be the roast beef sauce. You had to pay the cost to be the roast beef boss with some banging, ba-banging sauce. King, here's what you need to shake your rump shaker while right along with your short shaker, y'all. You'll need 1 pound of bottom round roast, about 3 pounds or more. You'll need 2 tablespoons of liquid smoke. You'll need a half a cup of coconut oil, 2 tablespoons of Montreal steak seasoning, 1 cup of Mirequois, Itchy Gitchy Ya Ya Ya, Lady Marmala, a.k.a. onions, carrots, and celery, because y'all know I can speak a little French. Bonjour. Anyway, you'll need 1 cup of Dr. Pepper. One can of Dr. Pepper. You'll need one cup of tropical fruit mix in the can with the juice, 1/2 cup of balsamic vinegar. You'll need 1/2 teaspoon of onion powder, 1/2 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1/2 teaspoon of smoked paprika, 1/2 of a habanero pepper, because y'all know I like it hot, 1 packet of Saison, 1 6-ounce can of tomato paste, and 1/2 cup of Jack, because y'all know I like to get my yak on with some Jack. Now, here's what you'll need. Now, I'm not a barbecuer, because you know I ain't got time for that. I can't be getting all smoke-ified and getting smoke in my hair or my hair or my eyes. I ain't got time for that, Tracy. So this is what I did. I got me a pan and put that coconut oil in that pan. I sprinkled that beef with that Montreal steak season. Then I had that pan real hot. So I browned that meat on each side for about 1 minute each. Next, I took some food and placed it in my crock pot. Now I put the Mirequois in the crock pot. Then the beef I set on top. Now, you're going to open up your can of Dr. Pepper. You're going to pour that Dr. Pepper over your beef. Your liquid smoke over that, and you're going to seal with some Lumifool and let the crock pot do the rest for you for about 6 hours or less. Now, for your sauce, you're going to put the following in your blender, because don't be giving me some mixed garlic and some tomato paste. That was just nasty. So what you're going to do in your blender, you're going to blend your balsamic vinegar, your onion powder, your paprika, your habanero, your Saison, your tomato paste, and your Jack. You're going to mix it well, and you're going to set it aside. And once that beef is done, you're going to take 1 cup of that juice, and you're going to mix it in your sauce, and you're going to put that sauce in a pan, and you're going to cook that sauce over low heat for about 20 minutes. Remove and let it cool. Now you're going to store it in a plastic container. Now slice up your beef, girls, and get yourself some Portuguese roll or some French bread, because that's how I want my beef, because when I'm the boss, it pays. It costs to be the boss. King!
See, that wasn't so bad. I was prepared for much worse by your intro.
You was?
Yeah, I was scared. I told you.
No, you was prepared for the worst, Tracy.
No, never.
Tracy, let me tell you something. But the sauce, it had a lump of tomato paste. You can't give nobody a lump of tomato paste with some.
No, that's nasty. Yours sounded very good. But you were tame. I was. You said you had a doozy.
You thought it was a doozy?
You said you had a doozy, right?
Yeah, that was a doozy.
What if she said?
That was a doozy, because you know you can't give me no bloody meat, and you can't give me no nasty sauce. And I had to sit there in 90-degree heat and eat that because I was hungry. That's a doozy for Donna.
And you did it all in a crock pot without getting smoke in your hair.
No, because you know I like my hair got to stay tight. I will sleep on my arm for my hair to stay right.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't play with me. I'll stay off. Shoot, if I go get my hair did, my hair is fried, dyed, laid to the side, I will put a pillow underneath my neck and sleep like that so my hair be right the next day. You don't know?
Oh, gosh. You are something else, Donna. Say hi to my son. He's listening, Tyler.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
And Donna, actually, my husband's listening. My husband's listening for the first time, too, and he is enjoying you.
He's listening. Well, you know what? You got Tasty Tracy, and she's going to get you some salt. She's going to get you some of that barbecue sauce, and she's going to do you right, because she ain't going to give you no hot dogs. She's going to give you straight meat. Don't worry about it, Tracy. When I get up there, I'm going to feed him right, too. I'm going to feed you, feed him, feed Carol, feed everybody right, because you know it pays. I'll pay the cost to be the boss when it comes down to roast beef. Now, y'all know life is for living and food is for giving. And Donna and her crazy behind got to get on out of here and got some more tales to tell y'all next week. Talk to y'all later. Love, love.
Bye, Donna. You know what? I always am just speechless when Donna hangs up.
Yeah, me too. Like, okay, what do we say next?
Well, we need to just take a break.
Yeah, let's do that.
Sarah's sitting here going, oh, my goodness. Okay, you are listening to Food for Thought on The Pulse, 107.7. We're going to go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. We're at the Beacon Building, right in downtown Manchester, and we have Sarah in studio. So, Sarah, what have you been doing this summer?
Well,
besides working. Oops, her mic is fallen.
Honestly, all I've really done is worked. Because I worked at the ice cream shop. I worked there just about every day. And I work at the airport in Manchester.
That's right.
Yep. And then this past week, I was in South Carolina.
Oh, nice.
Yep. Because I had orientation and a leadership program, so I hung out at Coastal a lot. But other than that, just working.
Remind me what you do at the airport.
Ticket counter agent.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, checking bags and then boarding the passengers on the plane.
And that's all just, like, for the summer while you're waiting to go back to school or go to school?
I want to come home during the school year and work, too. And the ice cream shop's only seasonal, so the airport will be perfect.
Though we should have ice cream all year round.
Oh,
just
saying.
We've had this conversation, you and I, about ice cream. Mint chocolate chip. Favorite. Mm-hmm. That's you too, right?
They're all my favorite.
She can't pick one.
I went home after the last time I was here, and my mom goes, "We're going to buy Funny Bones." And I was like, "Why?" And she's like, "For Chef Patrick. We've got to make him a sundae."
Oh, that's awesome.
So they're sitting in my cabinet.
Which is okay, because he couldn't be here today.
Mm-hmm.
So...
next time.
There you go.
Well, no, for him to go there, he needs to go to Freaky's.
She wanted me to bring it in.
She wanted to bring him here.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
She did.
That's awesome.
So I have some more tips today.
You know what? They're pretty cool.
Yeah.
So.
Have you used any of them from last week?
I really haven't been cooking.
That's so coming from you, that's so funny. A couple for sponges. Now, usually think of sponges. Sometimes you think, oh, whatever. But there are other things that you can do with sponges. So, and this is one I have never heard of. Wet a sponge and put it in the freezer and in a baggie.
So put the sponge in a baggie and put it in the freezer.
Yep. Use it as an ice pack.
Oh.
And then when it, thaws, it just kind of soaks up the water again. You put it back in the freezer. And keep reusing it as an ice pack.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Isn't that a good one? So if you don't have something, you're like, oh, I can't go to the store, use a sponge. Now, this one I have heard of before with a sponge, and I do this one. If you wet a sponge and stick it in the microwave for about a minute, it actually helps to clean the microwave because the steam from the water in the sponge soaks off the stuff on the wall. Now you have to be very careful because when you take it out, it is extremely hot. Wait a minute, just a second, and then wipe down the microwave, and it's much easier to clean the microwave. But also what you can do is it sterilizes your sponge. No, if you've cleaned with it, it doesn't. But if you want to sterilize your sponges, you can put them in the microwave as well.
I throw mine sometimes right in the top of the dishwasher.
And I have heard that too because it gets hot in there to sterilize
it.
So there's a couple little tips
for you. Nice. I like those.
So you were going to say something about hot dogs.
Hot dogs. Here we go. Yes. What exactly? You know, people always talk about, like, actually it says right here, the ingredients in hot dogs have been the subject of much humor, rumor, and speculation. But the answer is less exciting than the question. All hot dogs are cured and cooked sausages that consist of mainly pork, beef, chicken, and turkey, or a combination of meat and poultry. Meats used in hot dogs come from the muscle of the animal and looks much like what you would buy in the grocer's case. Other ingredients include water, curing agents, and spices such as garlic, salt, sugar, ground mustard, nutmeg, coriander, and white pepper.
So everybody always says that hot dogs are like the bits and pieces and like
junk.
What's left over.
But
that doesn't necessarily... So it says it comes from the muscle.
From the muscle, which is... That's good.
That's good.
It's not like any of the ligaments or the,
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good. But still mixed pieces, still mixed meats, unless you get all beef.
Well, pork, beef, chicken, and turkey. I mean, it's all normal meats.
Yeah, they're just mixed together.
It's all the, combination of meat and poultry.
Right. But you can get all beef. And there's a term, I forget which it is. If it says frank, I think it's not all beef, or it is, I forget. not educating people very well about, but I know there is a term. One of the terms that you use means that it's all beef or it's all mixed up.
Oh, see, I didn't know
that. I thought it was worse stuff than that. People always say that.
So. Interesting. Do you like hot dogs, Sarah?
Not so much.
Not really.
I do. I mean, not like I eat them all the time. I might have one or two a year or something, you know?
Yeah.
But once in a while, I crave like a loaded hot dog, mustard, relish, and onions, and it has to have celery salt on it.
I know, I keep forgetting that. Well, not that I eat them very often, but I got to try that because that does sound good. Minus the relish, but the celery salt.
Red Arrow has wicked good hot dogs.
Yeah.
I'm not just saying
and
that.
And you always use celery salt on all of them?
Always, yeah, I ask for a side of it.
Okay.
I even think they have a shaker out front.
So I tried something last night for dinner that super easy and used a healthy solution, spice blends. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite, the lemon scallop, I think it's called lemon pepper scallop.
Lemon pepper?
Yep. It's so easy. And I was like, you know, you're standing in the grocery store, you don't know what to make. And, you know, my husband and I have been talking about trying to eat a little bit healthier, like we always do, you know, go in and out of that. All I did was buy shrimp, you know, the large shrimp, and some mushrooms, portobello mushrooms, the little ones, pop them on a skewer. Actually, I put them all in a bowl, the mushrooms and the shrimp together, put a little grapeseed oil and the healthy solution spice blends, mixed it all together, popped them on a skewer, threw them on the grill.
Yum.
It was so easy. And I got my kids to help me put the skewers together to help make it go faster. And just on the grill for a few minutes each side, done. And everybody loved it.
That sounds really good. Simple and good.
Yeah, that spice has a little bit of a kick to it, though.
Does it?
It does. Well, peppery. Yeah. Just like peppery. But like by the end of the meal, my mouth was a little bit on fire. But good, healthy, quick, and relatively inexpensive, too. The shrimp was on sale.
Cool. All right. You're listening to Food for Thought. We are at the top of the hour. We're going to go on a short break. And when we come back, we have someone here from the local Moose. I'm very excited to speak with her and hear a little bit more about that. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.